Sack Gamers Podcast. Welcome to the Rucksack Gamers Podcast number 148. And strangely enough as it sounds, this is the first episode of Doug's Hell on Earth game, Fallout Louisville. So here's the deal. As readers of our Facebook page know, I had a pretty nerve-wracking day the other week. And that's really screwed up our release schedule. Luckily, I have an ace in the hole. Over a year ago, Doug ran a Fallout video game-inspired scenario for us using the Savage Worlds rules and supplemented with the Hell on Earth setting. This is neither our regular recording group nor our regular night, but we tried recording it anyways, and I've been holding on to it for just such an emergency. We will release this game while we get everything straightened out with our regular recording nights, which the summer so far is really mucking with. The first thing you're going to notice is that this isn't your normal group of Rucksack gamers. We have a pretty large group, and only a few of us are on the microphones every week. You will hear Roy, Jeff, and Doug, but also Chuck, Hobie, and Eric. Longtime listeners may remember them from the D&D Next playtest we ran a long time ago. For this episode, there is about 20 minutes of background and character discussion, and then we get right to the adventure. We start out in the vault, where a birthday party is going on. As always, comments, critique, and general feedback can be left on our voicemail, 502-4141-ROO, that's 502-4141-766. Or send us email, roy@rucksackgamers.com. Look for us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, our blog, on Stitcher, and on iTunes. And hey, leave us a quick message or a review. Enjoy the show.
There you go.
Hello, loyal listener. This is Doug. Tonight we're doing something different. We're starting a new game. It's called Fallout Louisville. You can find it on Obsidian Portal. It will be based on the Hell on Earth Reloaded rules.
By Savage World.
By Savage World.
Oh, Savage World by Pinnacle Entertainment.
Sorry. Pinnacle Entertainment. What he said.
Yeah.
Going around the room, I'm Doug.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
I'm Roy.
I'm Hobie.
I'm Eric.
I'm Chuck.
Yeah, you heard some new voices. I know. New people.
That's yeah, awesome. I'm the listener that you're talking about.
The loyal listener.
Well, wait a minute, then. Why are we doing this?
Long time listener, first time player.
Okay, so yeah, we got three new players tonight, at least three new to the podcast, long time Rucksack gamers, but new to podcasting. I think Hobie's been in an interview before. I don't know if it ever made it out.
Yeah. We did the playtest. I think Chuck, you were on the playtest, weren't you?
I was on the playtest.
The D&D, yeah. D&D Next playtest, yeah.
I had a brief appearance on the Gen Con.
Oh yeah, in the Gen Con interviews. Yeah,
and Eric, were you in the playtest?
Playtest.
Oh, I didn't know that because I wasn't there for the playtest. Well,
it was a very exciting game.
Yeah, but I don't think we had the microphone set up and everything.
Might
like
need to ask for a game or two when we started the mics.
No, we had the big mic in the middle.
So. Yeah, and the other thing was that according to the rules that Watsy laid down, we couldn't actually record the game. We could only talk about it.
Right.
So.
Okay. Well, that stinks. All right.
So we're going to talk about this game tonight?
Yes.
All right. We're actually going to record this game tonight, and we're going to play, and we're going to have fun.
But can we talk about the game after?
Well, we're going to record and play.
It's Savage
Fun World. Is optional.
Fun is totally optional.
And you're telling me this.
Not with Savage Worlds, because Savage Worlds is fast, fun, and furious.
Right.
Yes.
The fun's built in. The year is 2332.
2332.
You are in Louisville, Kentucky. The bombs were dropped in 2015 due to the deepening economic crisis over the collapse of the global economy. China called in its markers on the U.S. and nobody knows who dropped the first bomb, but the bombs were dropped. In the lead up to the war, a company called Vault-Tec started buying up land and building underground shelters.
Vault, V-A-U-L-T.
-TEC, Vault-Tec.
Vault-Tec, okay.
Mm-hmm. They started building these underground shelters and selling premium place in it as a guarantee for you and your family to survive out the war. You have grown up in the vault. It's the only life you've ever known. Your father grew up in the vault, your grandfather grew up in the vault, all the way back generations to the beginning. The vault you live in houses roughly about 100 people. You all can choose to be anyone from that society. I would encourage you to be the 19, 20-year-old children, rebels growing up in this place. You're all friends, grew up together. But if you want to be one of the adults, we can work that in.
Okay.
Before we talk about characters, though, there are a couple house rules I want to go over.
Okay.
If you look on the wiki, I posted the house rules on the wiki, so everybody can refer to these.
Okay.
We're using the rules straight out of Savage Worlds, Hell on Earth, with a few minor corrections. So,
Corrections.
With a few minor setting adjustments. How's that?
He didn't mean it, Shane.
I didn't mean it.
He didn't mean it.
Everybody's weapon has a rating on it. Okay, the rating is from -2 to +2. Whenever you roll a critical failure, that's a 1 on your attack die and on your wild die.
Mm-hmm.
Your weapon drops a rating. When it goes from -2 down, it's worthless. Okay? Whenever you have about 30 minutes of downtime, you can make a repair roll. If you have a similar weapon, a weapon of the same category, so 2 pistols, 2 rifles, 2 knives, 2 bats, whatever, you can strip one down for parts for a +2 to fix the other one. Okay?
Okay, so you can scavenge from another similar, parts. I mean, how similar are we talking about?
Pistols to pistols, rifles to rifles. It doesn't have to be the same.
Revolvers to revolvers.
That's a pistol. That's okay. Fine. All right. Yeah. Okay. It doesn't have to be the same. They're both Colt 45s. I don't care about that. You got 2 pistols, close enough. On a critical failure, the parts are destroyed, but your weapon hasn't changed. On a success, your weapon improves 1 step. On a raise, your weapon improves 2 steps. +2 is as high as you can get it.
So when you talk about this, -2 to +2, it starts off at 0.
Right.
And is this actually to your attack roll? This +2, does that apply to your attack roll?
To the attack roll.
So if your gun or your weapon, and this is just like tech, right?
Right.
That's to your attack roll, and once it gets beat below that, it's sort of like fatigue for the weapon. The weapon becomes fatigued, and it finally breaks.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Cool. Dig
exactly.
It.
So just to be clear, when you roll your fighting roll, your shooting roll, you add your weapon bonus to it.
Any other house rules?
Yeah, a few more.
Okay.
Scavenging. There are rules specific to the setting in Hell on Earth that we're going to use for scavenging. Whenever you scavenge an area, based on how much time you spend there and how well picked over the area is, you make a scavenging roll. Based on your roll, you draw a card from the deck. Based on the card is the kind of thing that you find. Okay. In addition to that, you can use the survival skill to scavenge food from fresh killed animals. Okay.
Ew.
With the success, you've got enough food for 1 meal. With a raise, you've got enough food for 5 rations. Okay?
Okay. So 4 plus the 1.
Right.
Okay, so 1.
1 or 5.
Meal.
Healing. Regardless of what the book said, ignore that chapter. If you eat a properly cooked meal once a day, it gives you a vigor roll to heal. If the food wasn't properly cooked, it's -1. And if the food was raw, meaning you just scavenged it, it's -2 on your healing check. So, scavenge food that you haven't prepared, -2. Scavenge food that was cooked where the cooking roll failed.
So we need a cook.
You need a cook.
Are we talking about a savage is that included in the survival, or are we talking the cooking skill?
Cooking's a skill.
You're mean.
I am mean.
Okay.
So if the cooking roll fails, it's -1. If the cook roll succeeds, it's +0. And if you get a raise on the cook, +1 to your heal check.
And when do these healing checks, when do we roll these?
Once a day.
I know, but are they
in the morning or night?
Right.
Whenever you want. Whenever you want to make camp for the day, you can consume and try to heal. So right after the fight, you want to take a minute and have a sandwich? Have at it.
I want a ham on rye. I'm feeling wounded.
Anybody got any mayo?
Somebody make me a rat burger.
Mayo's not going to help.
Yeah. Okay, and the last house rule is radiation. So in this game, There are going to be multiple sources of radiation that you run into. So areas could be radioactive. Standing pools of water will always be radioactive. Certain creatures you fight might be radioactive. Any food or water that you get outside of your sheltered life in the vault will be radioactive. So if you consume something that's radioactive, if you're attacked by a creature that's radioactive, if you spend time in an area that's radioactive, you're going to make a vigor roll to shrug off the radiation. If you fail the vigor roll, you gain a level of radiation. And the radiation, the way I've laid it out, and we can adjust these as we go along, there's 7 levels of radiation. The first 3, no bad effects. So 0 is you're not exposed. 1 is this is nothing, I eat this for breakfast. 2 is, should I be concerned that my pee glows? 3 is 1 level of fatigue, I don't feel so well. The 4th level is -2 fatigue, I think I need to lay down. 5 is 1 wound, are my teeth loose? 6 is 2 wounds, I think my hair is falling out too. And 7 is 3 wounds, why does this light bulb glow while I'm holding it? In the book, every hour you lose a rank of radiation sickness, and there are certain drugs that you can take that blow out your radiation. So if you get exposed, every hour you get to make a check to get rid of it.
And if you get rid of it, do the fatigue and the wounds go
falls
with,
down
it?
With it? Right, falls with it.
Or do you have to heal that up as well?
Falls later. With it, that's okay. Fine. So it would behoove you to have somebody who's good with repair, have somebody who's good with
cooking,
have somebody who's good with survival, and have somebody who's good with salvage. Oh, wait. Salvage isn't a skill. Salvage is a check. Salvage is based on...
Survival?
Survival, yes.
Salvage is based on survival, or is it... I think there's...
I thought there was a skill like gadgeteer.
Oh, no, that's an edge. That's an edge. Sorry.
Yeah, I think...
And I don't... Is it survival skill that you use to... I kind of think we probably need to have somebody who's... We're gonna need a tank, basically, or somebody who's got the weapons and stuff, and then basically that will, and then the other 3, yeah, well, because we have 5 of us, that'll determine everybody just sort of vote and pick one. What, anybody have any particular?
He said scavenger, I was thinking about it.
Okay, so you wanna play the scavenger person? Okay. Okay. Anybody wanna be the, the guy with the red shirt with the gun, with the weapon. What's the weapon situation leaving this place? Are we going to be armed each with like a sidearm and a rifle, or is it more dire than that?
You each get a free weapon at 0. At plus 0.
All right.
Whatever weapon you want. Within reason, a pistol, a rifle, a crossbow, mundane stuff like bats, billy clubs, whatever. You can have one of those. Don't count that.
Hey, well, I'm getting kind of a real strong a boy and his dog vibe from this game.
That is an old reference.
I want to be Vic. I don't know
if we're doing the Don Johnson character.
Yes, that's the Don Johnson character.
Man, that's an old movie. All right.
It's a good one, though.
Oh, yeah. All right, so you're going to be who?
Like a...
Vic?
Vic, yeah. Maybe a guy that can hunt and a cook.
You want to be the survivalist guy? Because we may be able to combine the survival and the cooking.
Yeah, I think those are good combinations on a character.
Scavenger, cooking.
Of course, we don't want anything to happen to you. I'll play the medic if somebody don't want to be the medic. What else? So we got a cook, gadgeteer, repair person. That's what Eric wants to be. You just want to be the scavenger. You want to be the...
How does the skills it sets up, is a scavenger repair close together? Or how does...
It's not the same skill. It's
not the same skill.
No, I don't think so.
Or is it going to be the same attribute?
I don't know.
Price monster.
I was thinking about being a like scientist type, and that is repair.
Okay.
But
okay.
That's not scavenger.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, because that's smarts, and I don't know what scavenging... Scavenging may be smarts.
Scavenge just have high notice is really what you need.
Oh, okay.
So...
And high notice. Scavengers get a +2 to notice rolls when scavenging.
Yeah, okay. Scavenging is based on notice. Right.
Based on notice, okay. And notice is based on? Notice is a skill.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yes.
Based off of which attribute?
Smarts, I believe.
Yeah, it's in the Savage World book.
Repair is a skill based on smarts.
Oh, great. Eric's going to be our smart guy?
No.
Do you want to be the guy with the gun or you want to be the cook?
I don't mean, why can't I be both? Hunter need to cook.
Okay.
Guy with the gun, I'm fine with that.
We could split that off too.
Are there any skills that will help you against radiation?
There's edges for that.
Okay. Edges.
All right. Here's the list of skills. Oh, they don't have a nice little table though. That's horrible. Lock picking, that would be good. That's agility. Healing is smarts. Notice is smarts. Persuasion is spirit. There won't be any vehicles in the game, so don't worry about driving. You're walking.
I want to take the edge wheels.
Shooting
it gives me a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shooting is agility. Stealth is agility. Repair is smarts. Did I say that already?
Yeah.
Streetwise is survival smarts.
Streetwise is smarts?
Streetwise and survival are smarts. Swimming would be a horrible choice. Water is radioactive.
Mm-hmm. All water or just standing water?
As far as we know, all water.
Pretty much all. In the vault, it's a clean environment. Yeah. Outside the vault, pretty much all water is radioactive.
Hindrance is...
Are we doing any of the arcane or weird edges?
No.
Nope.
No. Okay.
You can be weird. You just can't have weird edges.
Yeah.
Psyker?
You could be a junker / weird scientist guy, but there's no magic.
So on the archetypes, do we have to pick an archetype?
No, those are just like
a suggestion.
Flavor text.
All right, so we've been spending a lot of time trying to figure out our characters.
And that was really boring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, a lot of that got cut out.
It can be.
We've only been, the people have only been listening for about 5 minutes now.
Still really boring.
Okay, so why don't we go around and talk about our characters a little bit. I assume everyone's got, their characters are all done. Names, edges, gear, whatnot. So, Jeff, why don't you start us off?
Okay, I will be playing Scott Masterson, goes by Mascot. He is a young boy, young being one of his hindrances. He's also a cautious pacifist. However, on the upside, he's very alert. He has a danger sense, and he is lucky. He has the luck attribute. His skills include, he's kind of a minor healer. He can pick locks. He's got notice, persuasion, a little bit of shooting. He's stealthy and knows a little about survival, but otherwise he's just, alert kid.
Pacifist, the minor version or the major?
Both minor, cause young is major.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, my character is Dan Burton. He's basically young, not young like the hindrance, but he's a young guy.
One of these? You want yours back?
Early 20s. He's a fighter type. He's big, he's stupid, he's impulsive, he's overconfident. All the fun stuff that makes sure he'll probably die pretty quickly.
We hope.
Yeah.
Skills.
And that's about it. Nothing too exciting, but straightforward, and hopefully the kind of character is just going to get us into all sorts of fun. Hobie.
Yeah, this is Hobie. My character is Vic, also known as 94 for you Roman numerals fans.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Also known as 94 for you Roman numerals fans.
Yeah.
He's a hunter type. If you've seen A Boy and His Dog, he's Vic. Not a great fighter, but a good shooter, sneaky, stealthy, can cook, especially people.
Did you take the animal companion,
No,
he
said no weird edges.
Oh, boo.
Okay. No, he's alert, curious, vengeful, and loyal. And got a crossbow and Kevlar armor.
You could take Dog later on as a raise.
Well, I figure that's what we're going to be cooking.
Yeah, it could be. It could happen that way.
Have you not seen a boy and his dog?
Yes, I've seen a boy.
That's not what he cooks.
All right.
And who are you?
I'm Eric. And my character's name is Vitor, or at least that's all I remember of my parents. I was just one of the kids left in the vault without my parents around. So I made it through the vault growing up by being a little greedy, trying to get things from all the various parents around that were taking care of me. And then a little stubborn too, because I got good at game of jacks. Always carry a game of jacks around with me. So if you ever want to bet.
Are you a gambler?
A gambler.
You're going to gamble over jacks.
Jacks! As a kid, yeah, sure.
With the one rubber ball in the hole ball.
There, see? Jacks.
The jacks double is caltrops, though.
Yes.
Yeah,
caltrops.
Yeah. So I've got curious, as the hindrance, and greedy, also and stubborn. My edges are scavenger, and I think I spelled it wrong. I have rad resist and scrounger, and hope to help find some of the stuff that help us along this way.
All right, I'm Chuck. My character's name is Ray Barker. I am a retired high school science teacher.
From the vault.
From the vault. I'm old, I'm hard of hearing, and I'm mean.
All characters are clearly fictional, do not represent any actual beings.
No similarity between people alive or dead as intended or implied.
Thank you. My edges are rad resistance, scholar, and MacGyver. So I will stay in the back and scream at everybody.
And then fix the broken stuff.
I can heal. I'm a pretty good healer too. Okay, good. I won't notice it though.
Okay. Jeff Scott's 10-ish. Is that what you said?
Yes.
10. Okay. 10-ish. Today is Scott's 10th birthday.
Happy birthday, Scott. Yeah, what y'all give me? Don't give me too much. I don't have any encumbrance.
Yeah. And so the Scott's dad has organized a birthday party for Scott in the mess hall. You were all there waiting for Scott to show up. In the mess hall, you see Scott's childhood friend. Her name is Amada.
Hey, Amada. I'm so glad you could come.
Amada. Amada's a cute little girl who's about the same age as Scott. She's 10, 12. Friends with everybody.
Make space for the Holy Spirit there, boys.
Yeah.
Girls.
Also down there, you see the overseer. The vault is run by one person known as the overseer. The overseer happens to be Amada's dad. At the party, you see Paul Hammond. He is the Paul Hammond Sr. He is the head of security, and he's at the party, but not really participating, not providing security in any way, but more like somebody probably made him come, and he's there. You see a table off to the side that has three boys on it. That you know very well. The boys are Paul Hammond Jr., Wally Mack, and Butch. The three of them are kind of the local gang. Like, you guys hang out together and have fun. These three guys are always getting in trouble. You never play with them. They push you down in the hallways.
Hey.
Yeah. They call themselves the Tunnel Snakes. Which is kind of adorable because they're trying to be little thugs and, you know, they're all like 16, 17.
We live in town.
Yeah.
At that level, they're no longer adorable. They should be smacked.
Well, they don't really know what thug life is, but they're trying to reproduce thug life. So it's kind of adorable from an adult point of view. And at the same time, they're also always stealing stuff and causing trouble.
What was the overseer's name?
Overseer. That's what you call him. The overseer. In the mess hall, there's a serving table set up. There's a big cake at the serving table. The cake says, Happy Birthday, Scott, on it. It has a little number 10 on it. The candles are not lit. Behind the cake, you see Jonas, who is one of the tech handyman who maintains the systems in the vault. He's also a good friend of Scott's dad. So you see the two of them together all the time. And Scott is working on this the serving droid that's behind the food prep area. So you see the serving droid with a knife in his hand, and he's kind of over the cake about to cut it, and Jonah's working on the robot.
That's cool.
You guys are all sitting at a table. Crotchety old high school teacher is milling around complaining that there's not enough punch in the punch.
Jonas doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
Yeah, there you go. He's got it all wrong.
Servo's backwards.
Yeah, exactly.
Idiot.
And as you guys are standing around talking, Scott comes in with his dad.
Look, Dad, it's my birthday party.
Hey, happy birthday, Scott!
Hey. Surprise!
And the overseer comes up to Scott and he says, Scott, today's your 10th birthday. You know what that means?
I get a real woman.
No, not for number 10. For number 10, you get your Pip-Boy. Yay.
Yay.
He hands you a big box. And you open up the box, and inside is a wearable computer. Everybody has one. On your 10th birthday is when you get one.
Awesome.
Today you get yours.
Thanks, Mr. Overseer, sir.
He says, let me show you how this works. And he puts your arm in it, and it kind of locks around your arm. When he closes it up, you hear it kind of click.
Pinches.
In an ominous kind of, it's never coming off kind of way.
Ouch.
Yeah.
What are they called again?
Pip-Boy. P-I-P-B-O-Y. A Pip-Boy. Your Pip-Boy has the following functions. It has a built-in GPS map. It maps everywhere you go. You can set waypoints to get back to anywhere you've been. Currently, your Pip-Boy has the entire layout of every section of the vault in it. So you know where to go, where to be, how to get there.
I'd recommend you put every bathroom on you, because I all of them are on here for me.
Yes. Your Pip-Boy constantly monitors your health. And so from the Pip-Boy, you can see your status, or somebody else can check your Pip-Boy to see the status of your health, which includes your wounds, fatigue, and current radiation level. It also has a Geiger counter built into it. So when you walk into a radioactive area, your Pip-Boy will go off. The Pip-Boy has a built-in flashlight. This is very convenient, which you have to manually turn on and off.
The distance of the flashlight is the same 10 feet as the normal
flashlight. Normal flashlight, yeah. The Pip-Boy picks up local radio stations. In the vault, there is one radio station, Vault News. And it's playing the same horrible song from 1980 until occasionally when the overseer comes on to make a pronouncement. Like
Muzak version of Mandy.
Today is Scott's birthday. Everyone to the cantina for cake.
Yay!
Yay.
WVLT, news on the tens.
I have to turn mine way up to hear it.
Right. In addition...
Just wrap it around your head.
And
still working.
Yeah, I don't think this is on. And lastly, your Pip-Boy can store reference books. You can have up to plus two and reference books. So you can have two books at plus one or one book at plus two. Whatever reference books you wanted loaded into it are preloaded.
Can they be audiobooks?
I want the stand.
Yours are audiobooks. Yes, yours are audiobooks. You can use the reference book to gain a bonus to any skill that you have time to reference your Pip-Boy and look at. So it won't help you on shooting, it won't help you on fighting, but you could use it for cooking or knowledge or repair or...
So for game mechanics, we could put in like a plus two on repair, or a plus two on repair, or a plus one on repair and plus one on something else.
Yes.
So mine basically has white noise to help me go to sleep.
Yours is like an IKEA instruction manual.
I have no skills with
it. It's just pictures.
Yours is all pictures and diagrams, and you need that stupid little Allen wrench.
It just says, your name is Dan.
Right.
Mine is a book on various locks in for lock picking.
Cool. And he says,
because that's what I'm saying to be, is a locksmith.
Awesome.
In the vault.
Awesome. He says, happy birthday, Scott. I hope you enjoy your new pit boy and hey, wear it with pride. Hey,
thank you.
Sucker.
Thank you.
Was there birthday cake?
There is cake.
Actual cake?
Shut up, old man. I'll come at you like a spider monkey.
Can't eat this cake. Gives me constipation.
So, as you come in, Jonas walks over and he says, hey, little guy, happy birthday. And he puts a birthday hat on your head and pulls the strap under your chin and snaps it just a little bit.
Ow.
Oh, I'm sorry, little guy. Today's number 10. You're a man now. Still got that shiny new pit boy you got.
Who wants to see it?
Jonas.
Jonas, your dad's best friend, worker bee.
Oh, not one of the punks.
Not one of the punks.
Here you go.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. You know how that works? I'm sure your dad will tell you all about it.
Could the pit boy aid survival, or is that too...
No, you can have a reference book on survival.
Okay.
Sure. If you're on fire and you want to make a survival skill to put yourself out, no. If you want to build a trap to catch an animal, survival skill, sure.
Or shelter.
Yeah, or shelter or whatever.
Oh, it's the BSA handbook.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, the good one.
It's kind of like two chapters out of The Hitchhiker's Guide. Yeah, it's kind of like that.
To the galaxy?
Yeah, why not?
Hit them. In bright, friendly letters on the underside, it says, don't panic.
So you're looking at your pit boy, and, you know, all the guys around you saying, oh, that's awesome, that's great. And one of the sweet little ladies that works in the kitchen, she comes over and she says, oh, Scotty, I made you something for your birthday. I got something. And she hands you a little box with a little ribbon on it.
Oh, thank you.
Rawr.
It's my favorite color.
That's for you. You don't have to share that with anybody.
I won't. Thanks.
Okay. You open the box?
Yes.
You open the box and inside is like a sweet roll. Cinnamon with icing on it. It looks so good.
Oh my.
I haven't seen one of those since Sally's birthday.
Miss Betsy's a sweet roll.
Is that real sugar?
It is real sugar.
nummy.
Not that artificial stuff we grow in the lab.
Which tastes exactly the same.
I'll cherish this, and I take little bits. I take just a little bit needed.
Okay. So, you're sitting there, looking at your cake, and, Jonas says, okay, I got this thing fixed. It's time. Let's all gather around. And you all gather around the table, and he says, robot, cut the cake. And the robot goes absolutely nuts and starts ginsuing the cake, and cake is flying everywhere.
Woo, this is a party.
I totally did not see that coming.
Everywhere. Cake goes everywhere. And the robot, when Jonas is like, oh no, and he finally turns it off, there is not cake left to share. It's just kind of a pool of broken cake.
That's okay. You all can have some of my cinnamon roll.
And he says, Oh, Scott, I'm so sorry. I thought I had this thing fixed.
I reach into the box and take a big bite of the cinnamon roll.
You mean old man.
And as you're standing around the cake, Butch walks up, and behind him on his sides, on his left and his right, are Paul and Wally. Yeah. And Butch says, hey, they promised us cake. We're going to get something. That's ours. And he snatches the sweet roll right out of your hand.
Okay, Butch, it's only fair. I want to share with everybody on my birthday.
If I see this kid do this,
you're all standing there.
I'd walk over and smack the little snot right upside the head.
No, it's okay.
No, Dan.
Dan, it's okay, Dan. I offered to share.
There'll be no bullying around here. It's a birthday party, kid.
Okay, you walk up to punch him in the nose.
Hey, Butch.
No, smack him in the back of the head. Like, you know.
You smack
him, slap.
Okay.
Hey, Butch, I'll make a bet with you that we have to, that you can have that cake or not.
He says, I'll bet you I can put this whole cake in my mouth where you can get it away from me.
I tell you what, kid, you even try and you won't be swallowing anything for a month.
He goes to put it in his mouth.
And wow.
Go ahead and do it.
I
pop the kid right in the face.
Okay, let's deal him up.
I'll certainly pop some smart mouth little kid.
No, 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 nobody, let's not fight. It's my birthday.
Jeff, Tenspage, Roy, 6 of clubs. Kobe, 7 of clubs. Eric, 9 of spades. Chuck, 2 of spades.
Crap.
And they have an 8 of clubs. So, Jeff, you're first.
I don't want to fight with anybody. I step back and get out of the way.
Great.
I will move back at my full pace to the wall.
Okay, you move up to the wall.
Why is everybody fighting? It's supposed to be a birthday party.
You're 10, boy. Grow some.
They haven't dropped yet.
Eric on a 9.
I'm going to try to notice if maybe his shoes are untied or anything I can use to get an advantage in the fight.
You could do taunt. Do you have taunt?
I don't have taunt.
That's like a taunt skill, I think. Smarts.
Yeah. I'm going to use streetwise to try to see if there's like, you know, his shoes are untied or his...
Well, you go, your shoes are untied. I think that's a taunt to give you a plus two.
Right. I wasn't going to taunt him, though. I was about to make a move after somebody else, but if his shoes are untied, I know that he could fall easier.
I mean, probably notice.
Notice.
You got notice?
Yes.
Oh, then
make a nose roll.
If there's something like that I could use to advantage. Okay.
Make a nose roll.
Okay. I always roll this, right? No,
way to take advantage of the narrative there, Eric. Good job.
Oh, one. I didn't know a thing.
Two on.
Critical failure.
Failure.
You remember what you said last week about my dad?
Mac, yeah. He just realized his butch just tied mine. His shoes together before he came over here.
You notice that when you walked up, you know, as you look around and you're trying to, you know, you're looking at Butch trying to figure out how to get an image. Yeah, you notice that you are standing in the remains of the cake.
Oh.
And it's kind of slippery where you're standing. All
right.
Yeah.
Oh, watch out.
Okay, you still got an action.
Fall.
And am I in front of Butch, the side of Butch, where in relation to Butch now? Where is this?
You're adjacent to him, wherever you want to be.
Okay. I'll go down to the ground, down to my knees and try to clean off the cake around me, but I'll be down low.
Okay.
So if he swings, I'm not at that level.
Okay.
Okay.
So you step out of the cake and start smearing it off your shoes.
Yeah.
Okay. On an 8, Butch takes the cake and sticks it in his mouth. Home.
It's not a cake, it's a cinnamon roll.
He takes a cinnamon roll and he puts it in his mouth.
Yeah, the cake's on my shoes.
You know, I've already taken one bite of it.
I hope you choke on it.
The cake's on my shoes, I'm getting it off.
This is good. Cake.
I'm really upset by this, Doug. I just want you to know that I am emotionally vested in that damn cinnamon roll.
Good. I'm glad to see you.
It hurts my feelings.
Already from the first game, I like this. Hobie, on a 7.
I want to try to kind of sneak around behind one of the other tunnel snakes.
Okay.
So that'd be a stealth roll?
Make a stealth roll.
4.
Okay. You successfully sneak around behind them.
That's it. I just want to be in the position.
You still got an action. All you've done is move so far.
Can I draw a weapon without looking too aggressive? I mean, a knife?
Make another stealth roll.
Ooh. Oh.
17.
You slide that out with such skill that no one in the room even knows it's in your hand. You've got it palmed and up your sleeve, and it's ready instantly you need it. As a matter of fact, you'll have the drop if you want to stab somebody with that weapon.
Oh, excellent.
Okay. Roy and a 6.
Punch the kid.
Punch him. Do it.
5.
Hit.
No, what's his parry?
You hit him. 5, you hit him.
Oh, let's go. 6.
You hit him in the nose, square in the nose, and he's kind of stunned a little bit, but it doesn't seem to hurt him.
Okay. Game terms, he's,
You didn't beat his toughness.
I didn't beat his toughness?
Right. Okay.
16-year-old punk, I hit him with a 6, I didn't beat his toughness.
Chuck.
I want...
He's the gang leader. He's kind of beefy.
I want to grab the control
Doug, my out toughness
of Jonas's
six.
Hand.
Yeah. Okay.
And MacGyver it and send it after Butch.
Okay.
With the Ginsu knife.
Okay. So you want to repair the robot and have the robot attack Butch.
Right.
There we go.
Okay. At least chase Butch.
Okay.
Okay. So
make a
Why am I glad I'm not in the hand of Butch?
You got a repair roll?
I do have a repair roll.
Make your repair roll at -2 because this is something you're trying to do quick. You don't have time to sit down and do it. You don't have time to pull out your equipment.
Okay, but with my MacGyver requirements, I can improvise something, need, suffers no penalty, lack of equipment. Isn't that what my MacGyver
okay.
edge does?
Okay.
Because I can grab and go, oh, gum.
And sure.
Make it work.
Okay.
All right, so I roll my skill.
Oh, you get gum. It's my birthday.
Yeah.
I still got some of the sweet roll in my mouth.
You roll them both.
All right. Ooh. So 4.
No. You take the better of the two. You got a 3.
I got a 3.
Great.
So I need a 4.
You need a 4.
Okay.
All right, so you, now you can spend a Benny if you want to reroll. Throw it in the cup.
I beat these little green things.
There we go.
Now what do I roll?
Pick them up. Yep. Pick them up and we'll roll it. Yeah, you still have a 3, by the way.
Three.
The fact that you spent the Benny, you get to keep the best of all the rolls that you make.
Okay.
So if you hit, but I want to go for that raise, you can spend the Benny and still you can still bank the hit.
Okay.
Now you can spend another Benny if you want.
3's not going
to
do it.
No. I'll wait.
Okay.
Well,
you're punching the guy or shooting the guy?
He's trying to repair the robot.
I grab the control panel, the control from Mr. Jonas, and am trying to jerry-rig the robot.
Oh.
To go after him.
Okay. You don't want to spend a Benny on that?
I did.
Oh, you didn't. You missed it.
Yeah.
He went from a 3 to a 2.
Good job, old man.
All right. Next round.
Shut up.
Jeff.
Badensy.
3 clubs. Roy. 8 of spades. Queen of spades. Sorry. Queen of spades. Hobie. King of hearts.
Come on. Joker.
Eric. 4 of hearts.
Oh, by the way, are we playing with any, like, house rules, Joker, everybody gets a Benny, that kind of thing, or everybody comes unshaken?
Sure.
Okay.
I hadn't thought about it, but yeah, we can do that.
Do we do a Benny when everybody gets a Benny?
What do you guys want?
I mean, I do
like the unshaken person.
I like both, but.
I like both, but the unshaken would be higher.
I want the Benny.
You can use a Benny to unshake.
Yeah, you can use a Benny to unshake. Okay. Alright, so on a Joker, everybody gets a Benny.
All right. Okay. If we get the Joker, or when a Joker comes up,
when our side gets a Joker,
right? Okay. When one of you gets a Joker,
got it.
Yeah,
Joker.
Okay.
Try to end the game.
Chuck,
with 20 bennies.
King of spades, and they get a 9 of diamonds.
And I'm sorry. Always when a Joker is reshuffled, the deck is reshuffled.
Yes.
Right.
When the Joker, the Joker is drawn at the end of that round, you still finish dealing out.
Right.
But after the end of the round, everything is shuffled again.
Right. We don't touch the initiative deck until there's a Joker.
Right.
Okay, so it goes in reverse alphabetical order. So King of Hearts beats, King of Spades beats King of Hearts.
Chuck.
So Chuck, you're first.
I'm doing the damn thing again.
4!
4.
Okay. The, robot springs to life. You have control over the robot.
I have it go after, I start moving it toward Butch.
Okay, robot starts moving towards Butch. Hobie, King Hearts.
I'm gonna delay, right? Hold my action
right.
Until the person I'm standing behind acts like they're gonna make a very aggressive move, in which case I will stab them.
Okay. Hobie holds. Roy.
Punch the kid again. 5.
Yeah, that hits.
5.
Okay. You smack him in the nose again.
Don't roll a wild die on your
damage. Butch.
You don't roll your strength die. Or I guess that's what you're rolling wild is a strength die. Because it's
2.
Okay.
You each wild card gets 2, yep. And you get 1 for each of us.
Oh, I got too many then. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And you might want to make them separate colors so you know which is which, because you can only use the 2 for him, obviously, but you can use those for anything.
Okay. Done. Butch takes a swing at you.
All right.
Stop fighting.
He gets 5.
Parries a 6.
Okay. He throws a punch at you.
And I duck.
And you dodge out of the way. It just goes right past your head. Wally and Paul Jr. jump in the fray too. So okay. they both jump on you as well.
Being ready to action or whatever, if one of them makes an aggressive move.
Okay.
It's opposed agility checks then to see who goes first.
Make an agility roll.
Alrighty then.
Oh!
Okay. He's wasted a couple of exploding. Yeah. All right, 13.
13.
All right, you go first.
All right.
So you see Butch ball up his fist and come back to punch Roy in the head. Punch. Yeah,
I was on behind
Dan
one of the other
head.
Guys.
He was behind one of the other guys.
Okay.
So whenever one of the other
jump in, you said.
Okay. Okay. So Butch has tried to punch Dan in the head and missed, and the other two look like they're about to jump Dan, and so you go before they do.
All right. I'm escalating the violence.
I know. I don't have a gun, just a knife.
Okay, at this point, nobody's holding a weapon but you.
So I had to drop on him, right?
Yeah. You got the drop on him.
Are you shooting him?
No, I'm cutting
stabbing him.
Oh.
He's going to knife him in the back.
Wait, no!
Which...
Oh, hold.
9 with the +2 for the drop.
Which one do you want a knife? Paul Jr. Is the son of Paul Sr., who is the head of security, who's standing here. And Wally.
Yeah.
So, which one do you want a knife?
Wally.
Okay, good call.
So, that was the strength plus D4. So, I roll a strength die and a D4, right?
Yep.
Do I add them together or take the best one?
You add them together.
All right.
Damage.
Oh, it's an explosion.
12.
Okay. You,
you kill him.
You get +2 on the drop too, don't you? For the
damage.
4.
4 to hit, 4 on damage.
+4 on damage, okay. Did you add in the +4?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
16,
okay. So, you see Wally and, Paul Jr. about to jump on Dan, and, that knife just comes out of nowhere. And the next thing everybody sees,
it's a liver cut.
Wally is on his face on the ground, and there's
a boy like that who kill your brother. Forget that boy and find another.
Really?
There is a puddle of blood
of your own kind. Stick to your own.
Oozing out from underneath him.
And that's with the cake, right?
This
is up with the cake.
Oh no, it's my birthday!
This is what happens if people would screw with my friends.
Mixing up with the cake. Okay. Wally's down. Paul's gonna turn around and try to punch you.
He was my friend.
Was
nobody touches a tunnel snake and lives.
Does he pull his knife too?
Sure, he'll pull his knife too.
Okay, -2 the attack.
-2 the attack. He rolls a 1. So he pulls his knife, and nobody touches my friend, and he cuts himself with it like, ow, ooh, that's sharp.
I just want to re-roll it.
Yeah, what the hell? We're early in the night.
Yeah, you want to burn all the bennies on these little mooks together.
Yeah, I got a 1 again.
It's kind of a critical failure, isn't it?
Yeah. Well,
I got
a 2. I'll end up with a 2. So, that's good.
-2. 0.
0. Ends up with a 0. Okay, that's the mooks. Eric. Eric on a 4 hearts.
Holy crap. blood flowing, cake everywhere. Butch is a swinging at Dan. And I'm now down there just trying to clean off the cake from my shoes.
Yeah, there's blood on your shoes now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will try to roll over into Butch.
Okay.
And see if I can make him fall down.
Opposed agility.
Give him a +2 or to aid, or just want to knock him down?
I don't want to aid Butch.
No. You can aid somebody fighting him or hinder him. You could actually, I don't know what, I mean, it depends on what Doug wants to do, but you could do a,
you could use this to hinder him in his next attack, or just not try to knock him down, I guess, which is probably just...
Yeah, opposed agilities, if you win, he'll be off balance for his next attack, minus two.
Okay, opposed agilities, let's see if I have this one and this one.
Yep.
Six, yep. Now you're rolling against me, so...
I feel pretty good.
Six?
Nope, you don't add them together. Oh, that's a six. Okay. You got a nine. He gets a five. So you roll into his legs, and you kind of send him wobbling. And
well, does he get that's a raise, isn't it? Nine to his five?
That's a raise. Sure, you knock him down.
Because it's more than
four. If you do it opposed, his nine is four more, and four is the four. Every four is a raise.
Right.
Okay.
Four is a success, four more is a race.
Okay.
So, well, I mean, his...
As opposed, yeah.
Yeah,
so as very, opposed, his so five I very is the successfully him. Rode into him and knocked him down.
Right.
Okay.
And you get back up on your feet. You're like, pachow! Jeff, on a three.
94, what have you done? This is my birthday party!
And I run over, and I've got healing, but I'm gonna try and check... What's his face, his arm thing, and I'm gonna try and like put pressure on him to stop the bleeding.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to help him out, the guy who's been
stabbed. By 94.
By 94. Being Vic, that being Hobie. Alright. I get a five.
Nice. You stop the bleeding. You stabilize him. Stop fighting.
I want a phobia of birthdays.
Yes.
That'd be a good one now. Of everyone's birthdays or just yours?
Just mine.
You have...
This is the most unlucky birthday I've ever had.
You have a severe guttural reaction to red icing now.
No armadillo cakes for me.
Happy birthday.
Okay. Jeff. Ace of diamonds.
Woo!
Roy. King of... clubs. Hobie, two of clubs. Eric, king of diamonds. Chuck, ace of spades. Butch, and
eight
Wally?
Of spades.
Eight, sorry. Eight of spades. Did I say ace?
Yes.
Wally's
eight
down.
Of spades. Butch and Paul are on the jack of diamonds. And Paul Sr., who steps off the wall... Two of hearts.
Okay.
So, ace of hearts
ace
is
of diamonds.
The ace of diamonds. Sorry, the fella. I just stopped him from bleeding.
You stopped him from bleeding.
So I don't have to sit here holding that or anything.
Right.
All right. I want to try to hinder 94 from stabbing people.
Okay.
I don't care if he fights, if he drops the knife, if he's using the knife. I want to try to hinder him. From stabbing anybody else at my birthday party.
Okay.
Okay.
Make opposed agility.
All right.
Do you have persuasion?
Oh well, that's a good question. How do you want to hinder him?
Well, is he going to let me persuade him, or are you going to just we used to do opposed roles? I mean, that's fine. I'll do either way. Yeah, I do have persuasion. I'll try to persuade him.
Please, 94. Please stop stabbing people. Please.
Well, I'd say my initial attitude to be favorable. So I don't think it would take much.
Because we're all buddies.
Okay, just stop. I mean, does the other guy have a knife out? He does, doesn't he?
Yes.
He got a knife.
While he drew his knife.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I will try to persuade him.
I go last this round.
I'm going to try to persuade him, and I'm going to hinder him. I'll grab his arm.
Okay.
Try to stop him. Okay, so is it minus two for the persuasion? But if he's not going to...
If he's going to accept it, then there's no minuses.
Okay, all right. So I got two dice here for my... Agility. Oh, crap.
Okay.
Critical failure.
Critical failure.
Jeff impales himself on the knife.
This is Grim and Morty, Grim
and Greedy,
whatever they call it.
Griff just got stabbed.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Not on a critical failure.
I wish I... Can I throw Benny?
No.
Yeah, I'm lucky.
Jeff. Jeff.
Happy birthday.
Okay, so
can I make up a new character for next one?
You go to grab Wally's arm, to get the knife away, and instead of grabbing his arm, you actually push him into Vic.
And give him a bonus.
And give him a bonus.
No! Yes. No!
See, I think he should hurt himself. Actually.
Yeah, or
cut himself.
Maybe he tries, I don't know, or I get cut. It's a roll against my toughness or something. I can cut. I mean, either one I'm fine with.
Right, if he cuts Scott, he's a dead man.
He's going down.
Yeah. I want to bleed out on the floor. Yeah, I want to be cut.
Okay.
I don't want him to have to be. I want to grab the knife and actually grab the knife by mistake.
Okay.
The worst
pulls it out of your
day
ever. Yeah. Ever. 5.
Damage?
Toughness.
Without armor, yeah, that's it. I'm shaking.
Okay. You're shaking.
He cut me!
You go to push his arm out of the way, and you grab the knife, and he pulls it out of your hand.
I didn't want him to be this whiny, yeah. By the way, so I'll try not.
No, it works for you.
Oh, okay.
Keep it up.
It's good, though.
All right, so now I'm shaking.
King of Diamonds, Eric.
When Wally went down, did he have a weapon?
No.
When Wally went down, did he have a weapon?
Wally was not armed.
That rascal rabbit.
Rascal rabbit. All right. You okay there?
I don't know.
So, the old man's dying and choking. We will, he's still in combat with him, Butch is still in combat with, I will try to aid Dan.
Okay.
Is that a...
How do you want to aid him?
You're just using your fist, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I will, attempt to,
he's a kid. He's a punk, stupid kid, but he's a kid.
Agility and try to get Butch off balance.
Okay. So, opposed agility rolls, you're going to push Bush off balance to give Dan a +2.
Or -2, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
4. 3. Got a 4.
Okay. You push him off balance. So, Wally is off balance, Butch is on the floor.
No, Wally's down. Paul's off balance.
I'm sorry. Wally's bleeding, Wally is in a pool of blood. Paul is off balance. Butch is on the floor because you knocked him down last round. Right?
What's the bonus for somebody being prone if you're attacking them? I think there's a bonus if you're adjacent, but there's a minus if you're shooting.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I got up on my feet, but I push off balance.
Roy.
Well, my problem is with Butch, so because he's the one who started this whole thing.
And he's now on the ground.
Yeah.
He's on the ground.
That's fine.
Stomp him.
You want to kick him in the gut, you get a +1.
I'm going to grapple
him. Kick him in the throat.
Okay.
I'm going to grapple the stupid punk kid.
Okay.
Close fighting. Did you look up the grappling?
Yes, I did.
Watch how the game does not stop with Savage World.
5.
I'm going to burn a Benny. 5.
I'll burn a Benny.
Okay.
Cool.
The way we have a Pathfinder game, Roy's the worst grappler ever. We call him the Velcro Manter.
I don't grapple. I am grappled. The 5 still.
Okay. But you get
nothing
the...
happens.
Yeah, but he's doing Wally. It's on the ground, and
you should get a bonus.
Yeah,
and I got all the other guys.
Yeah, I don't see it on here.
He didn't attack the guy.
In order for me to grapple him,
no.
I would have to go down on the floor.
While he's off balance, Butch is on the ground because you knocked him down last round.
Yeah, Wally's hurt. Butch is on the ground.
So he's going to jump on him and
Paul's off balance. Yes.
Paul's the one I knocked off balance.
Paul's the one you knocked off balance. Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, he's jumping on him. He's jumping on Butch trying to choke him out, like
right.
Sitting on him like, wow.
Okay.
Figure 4!
So you jump on the ground with Butch, and you two are rolling around, but
you
haven't made any, no one's winning. It's an even match.
Right.
Okay. Butch goes.
Jack.
Yeah. Butch goes. Butch is going to, stand up and kick you in the gut.
Well, it's... Oh, okay, that's part of the move, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Stand up, move, yeah.
Okay.
Using different dice.
What was that? What was that one?
His Benny. Wild cards get Bennies just like you get Bennies. So I'm rolling two dice for him because he's a wild card. Wally and Paul are not wild cards, so I only roll one dice for them.
Got it. Harry's reduced by two if you're prone.
Okay. I got a four.
And you subtract two from your fighting rolls, too.
Okay. I got a four.
So he kicks you.
Did you minus two from your fighting roll? You're parry. Oh, no, no, that, well, that is. And before, you're not attacking. Fighting is you attacking.
Yeah.
But he stood up.
Yeah, he stood up, man.
And now he's kicking you in.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. But when he got a five and he got a five, nothing happened.
No, we were both on the floor.
Right. Both on the ground grappling.
Four,
right,
he
it
got
washes.
Four, but it doesn't wash.
If there's a tie, it goes status quo. So he tried to grapple him. We both got fives. The grapple didn't start, but we're both on the ground.
Okay.
He's not... Butch isn't grappled, so on his turn, he stands up and kicks Dan in the gut because Dan's on the ground.
Right, but you rolled
I think it goes to the defender when... But grappling is, I think, is slightly different from attacking. Because
okay.
You just need to hit when you're just attacking somebody, you just need to hit the target number to do the damage.
Got
but if Rory's prone, and then you get a plus on his fighting roll to kick him? So four beats
no,
him?
No, he doesn't get a bonus, but Roy's parry goes down by two.
Oh, okay.
And if Roy's attacking from the ground, his fighting skill is reduced by two.
So what's your parry?
Six.
It was six, so four.
Minus two, four.
Okay, thanks.
So then so tie.
I'm shaking.
And standing up is not an action? Or it's just a move?
I think standing up's a move.
Okay.
But,
right.
But I would think that, I mean, we move shaking. On anyway, but since they're on the ground fighting and they were sort of in the middle of fighting with each other, Roy didn't get any kind of advantage on him.
Right.
So if Roy grabbed him, he could have kept him on the ground, but.
Right. Okay,
but you gotta beat somebody's parry.
Yes.
Okay.
What about Paul?
He's the one I just
went down. The soon to be dead man?
Right.
No, Paul Jr. is the soon to be dead man.
Or, I'm sorry.
Paul, throws up his hands and backs away.
And this is Paul
Jr. Paul Jr. throws up his hands and backs away.
He's not one of the.
He's a tunnel snake.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
He's one of the three kids that are bullying.
Paul, okay. Paul looks over and sees his dad and throws up his hands and backs away. Chuck, on an eight of spades.
All right, so I have control of the robot.
Yes.
So I make it go after Butch.
You basically are going to use your knowledge computer role for your fighting role to control the robot.
Okay. So that is a D.
So what do you want? You want the robot to stab him? We're still going down that route? You're going to Gensu Butch.
I'm going to Gensu Butch,
just
yeah.
Running into the wall.
We're going to get thrown out of this place. That's what this is all about.
Right. We're going to get thrown out, so I'm taking him down.
All right. Go get him, Grandpa.
I am.
Depending on how fast we get thrown out, we may not have a chance to go get our supplies.
I get all my flies on me. Eight.
Oh, that's max roll again.
Oddly, that's just a little thing of Vaseline.
So I get a plus... Two, so that is a 13.
Okay.
You get the plus two when you have time to sit down and use the pip to look at what you're doing. So you don't get the plus two on this.
Oh, okay. All right, so then I got an 11.
Okay. So the robot hits him. Robot stabs him. Stabs him.
Good. Make him like the cake.
No! Roll your damage. D4 for the knife and D6 for the strength on the robot.
So add these together, five.
Yep. Five. Okay. The robot stabs him and it goes into his shoulder, but it doesn't really seem to hurt him.
Okay.
Well now, let me ask, on the...
You gotta overcome his toughness.
I know, but on the...
Oh, you got a raise. You got a raise. Yeah, you get to roll another six.
So I get to roll another six side.
Right.
So I've got five. So eight.
Okay, you stab him. Oh, he's like, and he's shaking.
And there's still cake on the Gensu knife of the robot.
Right.
Oh. Red.
That wound is infected.
Oh, that's going to be bad.
Thank you.
Okay, on a two hearts, Paul Sr. stops up, steps up, and he grabs Butch by the arm, and he pulls him back, and he grabs...
Paul Jr.?
Paul Jr.'s walked off. He grabs Paul Jr. Sure, Paul Jr. So he grabs him by the scruff of his neck, and he's like, enough! Stop it! And he turns to one of the other security guard in there, Kendall. Kendall's standing there, too. And he says, take those two. And he points to Ray, and he points to Vic. He says, put them in lockup. And all four of you just, are you going peacefully? Old man, are you going peacefully? Don't make me use this club on you.
You may go peacefully, you ain't going quiet.
Yeah.
What? What were you taking me? What's the matter? They started it.
You're going to jail.
Why? I don't understand your laws. They started it. I remember this before. I remember before you were around.
See the hypocrisy inherent in the system.
Did you teach him? If Jonas would have listened to me, none of this crap would have happened.
Are you going to fight with him?
No, I'm okay. Just gonna,
I never should have given
way.
You that passing grade. You wouldn't be in this position.
Vic, I told you your son was nothing.
Vic, you gonna fight the law dogs?
I'll just point out
for frame of reference that you're in an enclosed environment with locked doors.
Yeah.
As they come to take me, I'll throw the thing back to Jonas.
Okay.
I don't have anything against them personally. I mean, How's Scott? Yes, okay.
He's fine. Oh yeah, he is
not fine. He is traumatized.
He's traumatized, yes. He is shaken
his
by this whole
is
event.
He's bleeding and he's crying and it's just the worst birthday ever.
Ever.
Oh my God, what have I done?
Okay.
You stabbed a kid. That's what you did, you dumb. Kids today, they don't know what the hell they're doing.
All right.
I was cleaning it and it went off.
Yeah, cleaning the knife and it went
off. You knifed a punk.
Cinnamon bun.
So,
cinnamon bun.
Vic and Ray are let off. Some other people come up and they help Butch and Wally and Paul, and they are led away as well. Vic, as you're being let off, you see a couple of the grown-ups that are standing around the party, and they're kind of like...
That's a thumbs up
sign.
That's
a thumbs up for the rest of you. Yeah. That's a subtle nod and a thumbs up for our listener at home. And they lead him out.
What about me? Nothing for the old man who stood up for the kids.
Make a notice roll.
-2 because you're hard of hearing.
No, this is not to hear, this is to see.
Oh, it's not to hear?
Yeah.
3.
Yes. You can see that one lady who's got disdain for you, that she's about 25, one. She was in your class, she kind of like,
I knew this was going to happen.
She cute?
No, well, to you, yeah.
Yeah!
I'll take that. Okay.
And, no last names will be used.
And they lead you off. Dad comes over to Scott and he throws his arms around. He's like, oh, Scott, I'm so sorry. Oh, let me help you with that hand.
I just wanted a cinnamon bun, Dad.
Oh, I know, son. I'm sorry. Oh, your birthday.
It was the last one of them all, too. It had real sugar and cinnamon.
He helps you with your hand.
It wasn't real.
They stop the bleeding and you become unshaken.
Yeah, it was made from soy. The soy cinnamon bun.
The 200-year-old soy from a can.
It really didn't taste that good anyway, Dad.
He says, son, I'm sorry about this, but I do have something special planned for you. He said, we should just move on.
Disney room?
Yes!
We go get to look at the mural of Mickey Mouse?
You get to look at the comic book.
A trademark.
Yeah, the copyright. Yeah,
cut that out.
You get to hold the comic book.
I get to hold the Mickey Mouse comic. We're going to the Disney room. I'm going to Disney room.
You get to look at the framed jigsaw puzzle of Mickey Mouse.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm pointing at an actual framed jigsaw puzzle of Mickey Mouse.
So,
this is so much fun. I'll never forget it.
really turned out to be a horrible birthday. Yeah. So, your dad leads, Scott and, Dan and, Bytor. And the three of you go down, down a hallway and you come to the door that you know leads into the, mechanical room of the, vault. A place where you've never been before. It's always been off limits.
Oh, put on my Pip-Boy. Hold on.
It's on all the time. Your Pip-Boy is constantly monitoring reservation.
Make sure it goes on the map.
Oh, that happens automatically, too. Automatic. And they take you down into the basement. Once you get down in the basement, Jonas...
You're saying, Doug.
Jonas comes down a few minutes later, and down in the basement, you see they set up a shooting range.
Oh, jeez.
It's a firing squad.
That would be loud, too.
That's my birthday present. I get to kill a man. And he says...
Butch is up.
He says...
tonight's game sponsored by the NRA.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of take a turn after the whole fight thing, didn't it? And he says, son, today I'm going to teach you how to use a gun.
Me?
Yes.
Yay!
And he sets up some tin cans and he puts a 22 rifle in your hand. And, the three of you spend half an hour or so, shooting off cans. Everybody make a shooting roll.
Five, two, four.
Scott is amazing at it. He has hit every can. The two of you are jealous at his ability to kill cans.
At least the can doesn't bleed.
I would have done better, but my hand's shredded. You did good, son. You did good.
Thanks, Dad.
And he says, now that you've had some experience with that gun, he says, I want to show you how to maintain it. And he takes you over to their workbench. And he spends 20 minutes showing you all how to use the workbench. And he shows you how to clean the gun and how to oil the gun and how to use other parts that are laying around to make the gun better. And after his little tutorial, everybody can make a repair roll, plus two.
So, straight up D4.
Straight up D4 for you. Are you get a D6?
No. I got three. Actually, I'll burn a Benny.
Okay.
I get, oh, four.
Okay.
Six. Ten.
Alright, whatever your weapon is, it's plus one, plus one.
Two.
Yay. You want to burn that Benny?
No.
Okay.
And you're supposed to, I got a 10, and so I get a plus one on my weapon for shooting, for...
Whatever weapon you want. Whatever your weapon is.
Remember how, okay.
Remember how the weapons were start out at zero, and they go to plus one, plus two.
Oh, that.
Yeah. Right.
That.
So whenever you make a shooting roll with that weapon, until you roll a critical failure, you get plus one, and it goes back to zero. Okay, so while you're down there and you finish the repair work on your guns, an alarm goes off. You hear a klaxon go off. It's one that you've never heard before.
The old man's escaping.
Yes. And Jonas says,
"There you go. The first in this pretty good adventure, and it started off with a bang. I mean, really, a knife fight over a cake." Stay with us. We're going to be leaving this vault pretty soon and venturing into a radioactive world that really wants us dead. Oh, and if you're at Origins this year, look for us. Friday is the day Jeff and Todd are running games, and we should all be wearing our red shirts with the RUSAC logo. Hope to see you in Columbus. In the meantime, voicemail us, 502-4141-RU, that's 502-4141-766. Like us on Facebook. The address is facebook.com/RUSACGamers. Follow us on Twitter. The handle is at RSGROY. Say nice things about us at iTunes. And do whatever goes on over at Google+. Now, finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the RUSAC Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Fallout 3 is copyright 2008 Bethesda Softworks LLC, a ZeniMax media company. Deadlands, Hell on Earth, Savage Worlds, and all related original characters, marks, and logos are trademarks of Pinnacle Entertainment Group, all rights reserved, and copyright 2012 Pinnacle Entertainment Group.